WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Both cities' police departments need your help in identifying suspects of credit and debit card abuse. In November, a resident reported that their vehicle was burglarized near St. Mary's Church on Northgate. A credit card stolen in the burglary was used a short distance away on University in the shopping center with Genghis Grill. Online at WTAW.com is a surveillance video of the suspect. Also in November, a victim's purse was stolen from her vehicle on Jaguar, southwest of Villa Maria in 2818. Later that same night, her debit card was used at the College Station Walmart. Online is a video of the persons of interest in that case. Firefighters from the Brazos County Precinct 4 were unable to save a house from a fire early yesterday morning in North Bryan. Just after 3:30 at Redwood Circle and Magnolia, the fire broke out in a vacant home. Lack of fire hydrants made it difficult for crews to gain control of the flames. No word yet on what started that fire. Texas is holding a trio of special elections to replace San Antonio Democrats leaving posts in the state, House, and Senate, and another lawmaker stepping down for a new state position. San Antonio Democratic State Senator Leticia Vandepute, Representative Mike Villarreal, and Lexington Republican Representative Tim Kleinschmidt are leaving. Despite plunging prices in the oil and gas market, state lawmakers are holding firm on cutting taxes in the upcoming session.
Oh, we're going to do tax cuts. There's room for tax cuts.
State Senator Dan Patrick won't be sworn in as the next lieutenant governor for another 2 weeks, but he says it still leaves them 4 months to clear a path to serious tax cuts.
Whenever there's some kind of downturn, people always say, well, this is going to, you know, we're going to have to cut here and cut here and cut there. But people are still struggling paying their taxes, property taxes, business taxes. Let there be no doubt, there are going to be tax cuts.
Patrick is confident they'll be able to make the tax burden as light as possible while still managing the necessary government responsibilities. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
College Station goes Hollywood. Well, for a brother and sister duo at least, Garrett and Mackenzie Waring will be making their feature film debut in this spring in Boy Choir. The movie is based around Garrett's character, Stet, and his conflict with his co-star, Dustin Hoffman.
It is still very surreal. He is indescribable, so is everybody else. He took me under his wing, and he taught me so much, and I'm so very thankful for all of that, and I can't even put it into words how amazing it was.
Mackenzie's role in the film is to play Garrett's sister, something she's pretty familiar with.
That was kind of funny. I was asked a question on a red carpet. I'm like, how was it playing your brother's sister? And I was like, just how it is in real life.
Boy Choir also stars Kathy Bates. The release date for the film has not yet been set. WTAW News Time, 8:07. It's 38 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
808, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for latex products to keep your family comfortable all year round. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Lots of sunshine today, a few high clouds, temperatures up to about 55 to 60 this afternoon. Clouds will be increasing tonight, lows will be near 40. Cloudy tomorrow, we could see a little drizzle or mist in the morning, then some sun will develop through the afternoon, breezy and cooler, 45 to 50. Clear, breezy, cold tomorrow night, lows will be 20 to 25. It'll be sunny on Thursday with a high close to 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So there you go, it's 8:08. So we're supposed to, you know, get healthy here because it's the beginning of the year, right? Instead, well, let's approach it from this. These are habits that make you fat. Habits that make you fat. According to recent research, the average person makes 200 decisions every day that will influence his or her weight. 200. Most of these decisions are not monumental choices. It's like, should I become an elite marathon runner or whatever? Most of them are little bitty, like habits, really. Things that you need to do to make a change. Men's Health says, here are some habits that are making you fat. putting the serving dishes on the table. Researchers at Cornell University found that when people serve themselves from the kitchen counter or the stove, they ate up to 35% less than if they had the food right there on the dining room table.
Yeah, because if you got to get up.
Yep, when there's distance between us and the food, the scientists theorize, we think harder about whether we really are hungry for more.
Combat your overeating with laziness.
That works unless you're at Golden Corral. They don't give a damn how far away they are from the chocolate fountain. They're going to go stab another mushroom and go for it. Not a mushroom.
No, I was going to say a marshmallow?
Maybe a marshmallow.
Chocolate-covered. So, you
in
may
that
just
case,
come up with something there.
Okay. You may be sleeping too little or too much. Sleep is a vital part of any weight loss program, says Wake Forest University researchers who track study participants for 5 years. In the under-40 age group, people who slept 5 hours or less each night gained nearly 2.5 times as much abdominal fat as those who logged 6 or 7 hours. Not multitasking while watching TV. You know that too much TV has been linked to weight gain. But here's what you may not realize. You can have your TV and watch it too. Just do something else at the same time. All right, it says here, washing dishes burns 70 calories for every 30 minutes. Do you have a television over your sink? Do you?
No, but I've got a cut through.
Well, yeah, so do we.
No. In my case, I mean, I'm looking out the backyard. I would have to turn and look over my right shoulder at the kitchen television to be able to do that.
My question is, how many dishes you got you going to do it more than 30 minutes?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good
that's
point.
A lot of dishwashing.
It is a lot of dishwashing. Hello?
Yeah, hi. My guess is over the last 30 years, there have been thousands of studies about how we're getting fat and fatter, and the end result is what? We're told we're fatter.
Yeah.
Maybe they should stop studying it and people wouldn't get fat.
Well, you know, that's a good point.
Causal and effect.
Well, no, then we're just, you know, we're just ignorant of the whole situation. I can sum it up in one word.
Bacon!
All right, the most expensive dog breeds to own. The most expensive dog breeds to own. I didn't give you guys any headphones today, did I? Well, Happy New Year. Okay, sorry. Okay, well, we had a budget cutback. Yeah, that's
back
right.
We had a
budget cutback. We'll work on that. Okay, so here we go. Here are the 10 most expensive dogs. We'll do all 10 because Leah's here from the Humane Society. Number 10 is a Basset Hound. Number 9 is a Bernese Mountain Dog. Number 8 is a Rottweiler. Number 7 is a Great Dane. Number 5 is an Irish Wolfhound. Number 4 is the Tibetan Mastiff. I'm kind of sensing a pattern here. With the exception of the Basset Hound.
Yeah.
But number 3 is a French Bulldog. Mm. Okay, not only are they ugly, but they're expensive.
I love French Bulldogs.
Oh, quit it. Number 2 is a German Shepherd, and number 1 is the English Bulldog, which is not a pretty dog either. Is that Ugga? Isn't that what Ugga is?
Yes, Ugga is an English
Ugga's
Bulldog.
One of those. I got you. Okay.
Dachshunds right. Weren't on there.
No, the dachshunds. Well, they're not. They're a little bitty. They don't, yeah, you know, yeah. I mean.
Short hair.
Yeah, they're short hair. Yeah. There's everything's pretty good.
Guys.
Yeah, they are. Absolutely. All right, so Leah's here this morning. You should hear from the Humane Society. What's going on in y'all's world?
Well, we're kind of quiet this week, per se, but we're gearing up for our, last week I talked about the Pit Bull program. It's our Pit Bull wellness package. You come in on starting January 16th. The first 25 pit bulls that come in with their owner, obviously, you purchase a microchip for your dog.
A pit bull wanders in it. Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Right. You go ahead, purchase a microchip for your dog. We'll implant it right then and there, and then you will get a certificate. That certificate will assign you to a vet clinic. We'll try to work with one near your home and so forth. You got 30 days, and to use that certificate, make your appointment, whatnot. 30 days to go ahead, and you will receive then a rabies vaccination, heartworm test, county tag, and your animal will be spayed or neutered. So you can't beat that deal right
good
there.
Package,
so,
good package.
It is a great way to start off the new year. Put some money into your pit bull, just a little bit, $25, and you can have him pretty much almost taken care of for the whole year. So really great opportunity.
And of course,
there.
The chipping goes on forever. That's just a
right,
good thing.
Right, and that's exactly it. That way, if your animal is stolen, ends up at the shelter, however, whatever it is, that is proof of ownership. And a lot of times people aren't, we get a lot of, can you turn the chip on because my dog ran away? It's not GPS.
Okay.
GPS does require a battery, and you can't implant a battery into your dog. No. So there's GPS collars, which you're more than welcome to go look at the local retail places for that. But this microchip is just a way to identify whose dog it is. And we recommend we're taking that registration paperwork, handing it over, they're filling it out. Give us more than just your phone number and your address. Because a lot of times when those dogs are coming into us, it's because you're out of town. Who are we going to contact if you're, in a non-cell phone working area or, just those, mailbox full things. We get that all the time. So it's great to have an additional phone number or a couple. My grandma's on there. No, my grandma doesn't live here in town, but she will know where I'm at.
Right.
Generally, go. At least we have somebody to say, yes, they are in Greece or something like that, and they'll be back by Friday.
Right, just to be able to give some information.
Exactly. Yeah. So with that, the microchips work in conjunction with the Brazos County tags. Brazos County tags are required for every dog, cat, and ferret in Brazos County in conjunction with their rabies vaccination. Your rabies vaccination might be on a once every 3-year rotation, but that county tag is due on the anniversary annually. So every year, if you don't need a rabies vaccination this year because your dog had it last year on June 16th, it's due again. Your county tag is due this year on June 16th. There's some benefits with that county tag. You have a time of your impound time at the shelter, not for you, but for your pet, increases. Generally, the stray hold is 3 days. With a current Brazos County tag, it is a 10-day stray hold. You have a decreased impound fee. And if your animal is out running at large and maybe is hit by a car or something of that nature, animal control shows up or even a Good Samaritan brings it to us, we realize it has a current county tag. Either it's wearing that county tag or it links with the microchip, we will pay up to $500 a stabilization treatment for that pet while we contact you.
Oh.
A lot of times we don't see that really coming into play. Often we see that 10-day stray hold coming into play more often than not, especially during spring break holidays. Again, somebody put only them and their roommate on another family member, and they all go on vacation together. So put somebody else, again, on that microchip that we can contact. And those 10-day stray holds have helped when people have come back into town after generally a week or so. And because so often people think they have a responsible friend taking care of their pet. I promise you, your friend's not responsible.
Sometimes it doesn't happen.
For more information on any of that, the Pit Bull Wellness Package or the county tags, you can call us at 775-5755 or visit our website, aggielandhumane.org.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks a bunch. That's Leah here from the Humane Society on Tuesdays. And you already heard Royce Hickman's here. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Wonderful.
It's good to be with you. Happy New Year, sir.
And you too. You too. So what do you have for us as we get ready for this new year?
Well, you know what? The big thing for me every January is the Economic Outlook Conference. One of our more popular events. It's one I'm most proud of. It'll be on Wednesday, January the 28th at the College Station Hilton. It'll start at 8. Have you out of there after lunch, probably about 1:30. As usual, we're going to talk to you a little bit about the economy, why we're...
Hang on a second. I'm going to have you switch microphones. That microphone is... I'm not
is
happy with it. Yeah, so,
okay,
yeah, it is. As a new year, we're also going to try to get a microphone
if we can make
a profit here. Yeah. No, it sounds okay. It just
so
cuts in and out.
I had no microphone or headset.
No, you did.
That's it.
But anyway, but you did the Economic Outlook Conference.
Right. I mentioned January 28th at the Hilton, and... this is sponsored. The title sponsor is Wells Fargo Bank, and then our hospitality sponsor is the City of College Station. And we're going to talk a little bit about the economy, why we're where we are, what we can expect in the future. We're going to have some presentations by both of the cities. And NerdWallet, who's done some surveys that have rated our community pretty high. We have folks coming in from NerdWallet to do the they're going to be our main lunch speaker.
Great.
And they're very excited about coming. And actually, when they found out what we were doing, they are going to sponsor themselves being here.
Oh, man.
Is that not neat?
That really is.
And I really wasn't very familiar with them, but the young people are very familiar with NerdWallet and what they're doing. And so anyway, they have a high opinion of our community, and we're going to hear why they rate our community where they do. So I'm very excited about that. If you're interested, till Friday, chamber members can get a ticket for $70. After Friday, it's $75. If you're not a chamber member, you're still welcome. It's $90, and tables begin at $660, I believe. And $650. Now, real quickly, we have a business after hours coming up a week from Thursday, January the 15th, 5:30 to 7. This is out at the Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest. If you've not been out there since they remodeled it, you need to go for that reason alone. I was at a wedding this past Saturday there. They did the wedding, the reception, everything out there. They've done an amazing job of transforming that place. And this is a free event. You just come out and network with us. Starts at 5:30. We'll have you out of there about 7. The chamber part will end at 7 anyway.
It's a great place. It really is. If you haven't seen it, they have taken it and really changed. If you remember Briarcrest, this is just—it's not anymore.
It's not
different.
Briarcrest Country Club. No, and there's some things are still there, but a lot of it's changed. And need to go downstairs. I'm sure we'll get you downstairs because they've done something amazing with the bar down there.
They have. You need to go see it.
Yeah, and I'll let you be surprised.
Yeah.
Anyway, the other thing we're getting ready for at the beginning of the year is our Austin trip. In December, our board approved the legislative action plan that will be taken to Austin. It includes transportation, health care, education, economic development, and energy. Those are the main issues that we're going to be talking about. We go on February the 3rd and the 4th. That's a Tuesday and a Wednesday. We'd love to have you come with us. It's $100, but you then provide your transportation and you provide your lodging. We do have some rooms booked over there at a discounted rate. Burl Hagwood at the Chamber, 260-5200, can help you there. But we need a number of people to go to help us get around to all the offices over there and get our legislative action plan out there. We have a deluxe ribbon cutting coming up tomorrow at Vista College, not too far from you here.
Yeah, right around the corner.
Yeah, and that'll be from 11:30 to 12:30 tomorrow. That's a little bit different from our normal deluxe. They want to do it 11:30 to 12:30, and they're right here at 2704 South Texas Avenue. And then we have a ribbon cutting on Friday with the local. It's a new Southern Comfort Food and Wine Bar in downtown Bryan. It's 201 South Main Street, Suite B, and that's 4:30 on Friday. And our Platinum Member Spotlight this week is Texas Mutual Insurance Company. We appreciate them and all they do for the chamber and the community. And I just close out by telling everyone out there that we wish them a very happy and prosperous new year, and we're proud to be the chamber in this community.
Super. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. That's Royce Hickman here from the chamber, and that's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
If you're in the home construction or remodeling business, you'll want your ad in Bryan Broadcasting's At Home Magazine. At Home Magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners, including almost everything a homeowner needs to spruce up his home inside and out. And At Home Magazine is featured at the 2015 Home and Garden Expo. For early bird special advertising prices, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV VX900 of your own. That's AggieKubotaDealers.com.
Aggie basketball team is in Tuscaloosa, Alabama for an 8 o'clock game tonight, 7:30 broadcast time on this radio station. The Aggies have completed non-conference now, finished at 9-3, a perfect 7-0 at home, 0-2 in road games, and then 2-1 at neutral site games. For Alabama, a great start this year, already to 10 wins after 13 games, 10-3 at home. They are perfect, 9-0. True road games, 0-2. They are 1-1. on neutral sites. For the Aggies, led in scoring by Jalen Jones after the non-conference with a 13-3 average. Daniel House with a 12.1. Two players, Caruso and Roberson, both at 8.3. For Alabama, Levi Randolph is their leading scorer at 16.2. They put three in double figures for the season coming into the game tonight. Last year, playing at our place, Aggies would end up winning that ball game by a final score of 63-48, led in scoring in that one by Jamal Jones at 19. So broadcast time tonight at 7:30, game tips at 8. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is a presentation of Texas A&M Sports Network, a property of Learfield Sports.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted best home health agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you.
I didn't have any energy for evening.
People all over the country are noticing how Active 8 makes them feel.
The kids wanted to do things, my husband wanted to go, and I didn't.
Sharon was tired all the time. She decided to try Active 8.
I noticed one of my friends was losing weight and had quite a bit more energy than she usually did. I just had to ask what she was doing that made such a difference. But she told me it was Active 8. That was enough for me to give it a try.
Active 8 was developed by a physician for his patients who complained of being tired all the time. It's completely safe, effective, and fully guaranteed.
The difference is amazing.
Activate your life with Active 8. Just go to our website for full information.
To learn more or to order, go to www.activateproducts.com or call 1-800-465-4411.
During the 1930s, the United States suffered through a Great Depression. It was a time marked by unemployment and business failures. Well, people just didn't have much money to live on back then. Yes, the country was reeling from the devastating effects of a very slow economy. And Edwin Lowe was not any different. A toy salesman by profession, Ed was having a hard time scraping together survival money from his sales commissions. Toys were just something that people had no money for in those days. Kids had to do with things they found around the house or the junkyard. Barrel rings, homemade yo-yos, hand-sewn dolls. And Ed, well, he decided to branch into a small business of manufacturing games to earn extra money. But people were no more willing to spend money for games than they were for toys. After a very frustrating and salesless trip to Atlanta, Ed fought off his discouragement, climbed into his car, and set off towards his next appointment in Jacksonville, Florida. But it was while driving late at night he was dazzled by the glare of some bright lights across the highway. Now, stopping to investigate, he found a carnival set up on the edge of a small Georgia town. All the game booths were shut down. Well, all except one, that is. And that booth, well, it was swarming with enthusiastic people refusing to go home. The game was called Beano, and it cost a nickel to play. Well, Ed wasn't sure that he wanted to blow a nickel on a game when business was so bad, but he decided that there was just too much excitement and he had to try it. Well, he had so much fun that he decided to try to make a game board out of this popular little carnival booth show. Still a little unconvinced, however, Ed tried his product out on a group of partygoers. To his surprise and delight, his friends had the same enthusiasm that the folks at the carnival had displayed. Well, Ed knew he had something, and he started to manufacture the new Beano game. Orders poured in by the thousands. He expanded his game and made it a little harder to win, but, well, that seemed to attract even more players and orders. Since those days, Ed's game has gone on to become one of the most popular in the world. See, it's a little-known fact that the game that Ed Lowe discovered late one night at a carnival has become one of the most popular board games in the world. And you might wonder why you've never heard of it. Until, of course, you know that one night, early in the game's infancy, one woman became so excited about winning, well, she forgot what she was supposed to yell. And instead, she yelled out the word, bingo.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Google is expanding its Google Cast streaming media technology to work in audio-only devices, including speakers and soundbars. Google Cast for Audio lets you wirelessly control and send the music playing on your iOS, Android device, or Chrome browser right to new Google Cast-enabled audio gear. Shares of San Francisco-based Zoom Corporation are down 8% in pre-market trading after the online money transfer company said someone stole $30.8 million in corporate cash by transferring it to an overseas account. 2014 was a pretty good year for Broadway. Attendance jumped 13%, contributing to the best attended and highest grossing calendar year on record. Broadway shows grossed nearly $1.4 billion, boosted by record-breaking weeks around Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. Crude oil's down $1.22 at $48.82 a barrel, on Wall Street futures pointing to a little changed open. That's Your Money Now.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Lighter Bones from Easy Living. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Modern humans have much lighter bones than did earlier human species and great apes. In the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, Penn State anthropologist Timothy Ryan and his colleagues argue that it's not a matter of genetics or diet, but inactivity. They found that the pelvic joints of hunting and foraging human populations from thousands of years ago were thick, like our primate relatives, while people living nearby in agricultural villages had thinner bones, more like people today. This was true even when their diets were similar.
We're interpreting this as strong evidence for the need for high levels of physical activity, especially at young ages, but probably throughout your life, in order to grow and maintain robust bone.
He says our skeletons are adapted for an active lifestyle and deteriorate without it. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Today, how Audi hit a home run on day one of the International Consumer Electronics Show. I'm digital pro Kim Commando. More coming up.
You know all that junk mail you get for pre-approved credit cards? Well, that led to David's identity theft nightmare. Someone stole his mail, accepted a credit card offer in his name, and snatched the card from his mailbox before he had a clue. David even got a driving citation after a criminal used his identity during a traffic stop. This motivated David to become a member of LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. And in the time since he signed up, LifeLock's gotten even better. With their new LifeLock Ultimate Plus service, LifeLock provides protection for your identity, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. No one can stop all identity theft, but LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Help protect yourself like I did with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim now or call and use promo code Kim to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Call 1-800-417-3841, 800-417-3841, 800-417-3841. Network does not cover all transactions.
In Las Vegas, the 2015 Consumer Electronics Show got underway yesterday with its usual array of big-screen TVs and all sorts of gadgets that will soon be forgotten. And then there was the car maker, Audi. Cars will be big at this year's CES, and Audi took the spotlight right away With its completely autonomous A7 concept car, loaded with engineers and journalists, this A7 drove itself all by itself from San Francisco to Las Vegas, a 550-mile trip with no steering or control input from the occupants. Speeds range from 0 to 70, with lane changes and passing maneuvers, all executed precisely and flawlessly. To be fair, Mercedes, Ford, GM, and all the others are working on self-driving cars too, but Audi demonstrated first, in a big way. It's the latest on the 2015 CES, along with all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 40 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. An early morning fire in North Bryan takes the house as its only victim. Just after 3:30 yesterday morning, firefighters from Brazos County Precinct 4 were called to Redwood Circle in Magnolia. Officials say the home was vacant when the fire broke out. No word yet on what started the fire. Person of interest videos are online of suspects in credit and debit card abuse cases in both Bryan and College Station. The Bryan Police Department is looking for two persons of interest involved in a debit card abuse case. In November, a victim's purse was stolen from her vehicle southwest of Villa Maria in 2818 on Jaguar. Later that same night, her debit card was used at the Walmart in College Station. Also in November, a resident reported that their vehicle was burglarized on Church Avenue near St. Mary's Church. A credit card stolen in the burglary was used a short distance away in the shopping center with Genghis Grill on University Drive. Both videos are online at WTAW.com. For one brother-sister duo, the move from College Station to sunny Los Angeles has been everything they dreamed of. Garrett and Mackenzie Waring each landed a role in their first feature film, Boy Choir, which debuts this spring.
It's really just about the conflict between my character and Dustin Hoffman's character, who is the choir instructor in the America Boy Choir.
Garrett plays Stet, a young man from Texas who ends up on the East Coast in one of the most elite private boy choir schools in the country. Mackenzie plays his sister, Stephanie. She says she loved being on the set with her brother.
I can't speak on behalf of those who don't have a great support system, which I'm very thankful that I can't. But, yes. I mean, for me, I can't see it any other way.
Mackenzie also landed a guest role on Showtime's House of Lies, which airs March 15th. Boy Choir is still awaiting a release date. Imagine the combination of plummeting gas prices and significant tax cuts on top of that. Republican leadership at the state capitol is promising the cuts regardless of what happens with the oil and gas markets.
Serious tax cuts. That's what Lieutenant Governor-elect Dan Patrick says are in the future for Texans, both property and business.
People are having a hard time affording to live in their homes. Businesses are struggling, and so we need to make that burden as light as we can and still manage government.
The tough question is how they'll focus on necessities like education and transportation infrastructure growth, all with challenged energy markets.
You know, we have the next 4 months to work through all that, and we'll know a lot more as we go through, but we're going to be bold in all the decisions we're going to make.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
With over an inch and a half of rain recorded at Easterwood Airport so far in January, one Texas city is excited to get just half that. Drought-stricken Wichita Falls got 3/4 of an inch of rain through the first 5 days of the year. What's interesting is they typically get an inch for all of January. Daniel Nix is the city's utility operations manager.
We hope and pray that 2015 will be the year that the drought ends. We've been looking at the weather data for the last 4 years, and it is trending back to normal.
He says they're still a long way away. He says it's barely rained in 2010. They officially entered the drought in 2011 and were in a stage 5 drought last year. The city's watering restrictions became so severe that residents were banned from using city water to fill their swimming pools. A school that prepares students for entry-level healthcare jobs settles a suit with the feds.
A whistleblower's claims that Kaplan College employed unqualified instructors at its two San Antonio campuses turned out to be true. John Licurto with the U.S. Attorney's Office in San Antonio says they negotiated a $1.3 million resolution. More than $1 million in tuition money will be refunded to 289 students.
We did not, again, encounter any ways in which Kaplan harmed its students. We weren't looking for that, but we didn't find it. And Kaplan was up front with us and made good on its obligations.
He says when Kaplan took federal aid, the government believed its instructors had all their necessary credentials. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
State Representative Marsha Farney wants to pass a resolution making the cowboy hat the official state hat.
People even overseas, often when they see a cowboy hat, they have the affiliation of Texas with it.
cowboy hat.
The Burn It Republican notes DPS state troopers wear the cowboy hats as part of the, as a required part of their uniform. She notes the state legislature last session named Garland the hat-making capital of Texas. The state already has an official state bird, the mockingbird, an official flower, the bluebonnet, and an official insect, the monarch butterfly. WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 41 degrees. Let's look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. More news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's a brand new year, and your hometown Rattlers has a lot of brand new things happening. Rattlers has new stores popping up all over and everyday low prices, so be sure to sign up for your Rattlers reward card for special savings. January has some great specials. Any coffee and cappuccino, only 79 cents. Two big bags of chips with reward card are only $5. Without the card, it's only $6. And as always, great deals on your favorite 12 packs from the fine family of beers from Bud, Miller, and Coors for only $10.99. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Ready to make the commitment to be healthier, to be stronger, to feel better? Then here's the number to call, 693-6100. That's Super Slow Zone. You know the slogan, minutes a week, in shape for life. And that's exactly what it's all about. You stop in, try the machines out. They have some new machines as they've changed their location. They're still right there on Rock Prairie Road in the medical complex by the Med, but they're now in the West Side building right there on the first floor. But they're pieces of equipment they haven't had before. And as a result, you go in, you try the equipment out, you find what you're looking for in exercise. Then they take a brief medical history, and you're on your way. 693-6100. You're on your way to a healthier you so that you can feel better every day. You go and you work out a couple of times a week. After a while, it shifts down to one time a week. But what you always get is attention, one-on-one work. That's what makes Super Slow Zone different. Minutes a week in shape for life. Call them at 693-6100, Super Slow Zone.
In 2009, the first ever office chair racing championship was held in Germany. 70 participants brought their office chairs out, donned with all the bells and whistles. The only rule was that everyone wear a crash helmet, which most participants needed. Wilton's Office Works office chairs already come with all the bells and whistles, and you don't have to wear a helmet to sit in one. Spend some time enjoying the comfort of all Wilton's has to offer in their new showroom on the East Bypass between University and Briarcrest. Wilton's, furniture, supplies, and so much more.
Good morning, it's 8:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Lots of sunshine today, a few high clouds, temperatures up to about 55 to 60 this afternoon. Clouds will be increasing tonight, lows will be near 40. Cloudy tomorrow, we could see a little drizzle or mist in the morning, then some sun will develop through the afternoon, breezy and cooler, 45 to 50. Clear, breezy, cold tomorrow night, lows will be 20 to 25. It'll be sunny on Thursday, with a high close to 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, yeah, there we go. So we had the AD on, huh?
Yes, sir.
Wow, what was that all about?
Well, it was really interesting. Billy Kennedy had to leave because they're going to Tuscaloosa tonight for tonight's basketball game to start SEC play. So Steve Miller sat down and visited with him for part of the interview after Dave South had played the pre-recorded interview with Billy Kennedy. And they went through everything under the sun from nutrition to, you know, just how the inner workings with the SEC are going to change with Mike's Live. And then, of course, at the very end of the interview, the one that everybody's waiting on is, you know, what's going on with our defensive coordinator? And one of the reasons, everybody's seen the picture of him at the airport with Coach Kevin Sumlin. The reason it hasn't been done is like any other major corporation, you got to go through HR first.
You got to go through HR, and there are certain steps that you have to go through before you can announce something like that. Part of it's a background check. Part of it's an NCAA check. Part of it's an education verification check. And it's hard to do that when there's nobody in the schools aren't and they're closed for vacations. So, I mean, so you've got to go through these steps because, as you know, Steve, there has been some past transgressions where some people have falsified a transcript or whatever, and the school's got egg on their face. So you have to be more cautious than what you've ever been before.
And he went on to discuss a little further, but that was both with the hire and fire process.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Before they ever announce, you know, such and such has been let go by the university and such has been hired, it's got to go through the chain of command like it does any other business.
I understand. There you are. 8:42. Thanks. I appreciate that.
So that's why we don't know anything officially yet.
Yeah. They're working on it. Plus the fact he's probably putting together a wish list of players he'd like to have, too.
I'm quite certain. Well, that's all over the internet now.
And maybe some assistant coaches, too.
Who's going to decommit to come here, et cetera, et cetera.
All right, so random thoughts collected from random people. Random thoughts collected by random people. Reddit put it out here. They're called shower thoughts.
I love shower thoughts.
I wish my car had two horns, one for thank you and one for I hate you.
That's perfect.
Yeah. There should be a toy dog that squeaks in a frequency that humans can't hear. I like that. Instead of torturing people to get information, why don't we just get them really drunk? I like that. Benedict Cumberbatch is the only man in history to play Sherlock Holmes who has a sillier name than Sherlock Holmes. Yeah, I like that. The century is already 15% over. Nobody should ever spend more than a dollar on a bookmark, since they can use a dollar for a bookmark.
Excellent, excellent point.
Yep, there you go. Just little random shower thoughts out there, which is
pretty good.
Which is not bad. Oh, more things to help you lose weight. Dutch researchers recently found that big bites and fast chewing can lead to overeating.
Yeah.
Duh. Thank you.
I blame the core for that one. I never got out of that.
Oh, is that it?
Oh,
just had to do it, right?
Shovel the food in.
That's it. In the study, people who chewed large bites of food for 3 seconds consumed 52% more food before feeling full. That's a lot more.
Guilty as charged.
Than those who chewed small bites for 9 seconds. The reason is tasting food for a longer period of time, no matter how much of it you bite off, signals your brain to make you feel full sooner, say the scientists. So, again, chewing it longer. But see, that's the thing, is if you eat a small bite and you chew it for 9 seconds, it becomes some sort of a liquidy in there. You need some texture, baby.
I'm telling you. Again, Mom was right.
Yeah.
Chew your food.
25 times or something, right?
Yeah.
Digestion starts in the mouth.
See, if you do broccoli, though, see, that doesn't. It takes a while on broccoli. You got to work on that.
Yeah, but if you overwork that one, that is worse than anything else.
That's right. Yeah, it can be.
Green can paste.
You don't have to go whole hog on the low-carb diet to see results. Simply swapping a few hundred calories of carbs for a little fat may help you lose weight, and it reduces your blood insulin levels, too. And researchers say you can measure a person's risk of obesity by measuring his or her soda intake. A half to one can a day increases your risk of being overweight or obese by 30%.
Would that be regular soda or diet soda?
They do not mention that at all, which I find pretty interesting. But they also talk about, for people who drink diet soda, you have this sugar hole that you have to fill with something else. I've heard that, too. We've done stories about that. But anyway, if you drink more than two cans a day, you are bumping your risk of being fat up by 47%.
So goodness.
Think about that. Could make a difference. Massachusetts man charged with drug possession was allowed to post bail without using money. 39-year-old Jason Duvall told a Framingham district court judge that he didn't have the money to post bail, but he did have a brand new pair of Nike shoes worth $85. The judge said, okay, we'll take them. The court originally had issued a warrant for his arrest because he hadn't paid $450 in court costs. Judge told him he could have his sneakers back if they were $100, if he made four installments of $25 payments, if he did that.
So he turned the courthouse into a pawn shop.
Well, yeah, something like that. But again, it's in Massachusetts. Walking around barefoot is probably not fun.
Lock away, lay away.
There you go. Oh, I like that. Hey, here you go. Some very buzzed crooks running around in Northern California. PerezHilton.com reports a swanky restaurant called French Laundry in Yountville burglarized on Christmas Day, and they are missing $300,000 worth of wine.
That's a lot of vino.
Yeah. Some of the bottles sold for $15,000 per, according to Thomas Keller, the chef. He says they're planning to rebuild their singular and distinct cellar and hope to get to the bottom of this disheartening act. The place was closed planning to close for 6 months for repairs, and they served their last meals the night before the break-in. It'll cost them a little bit more money to reopen. Now I'm thinking if they got to come back in and reinvest in their wine cellar. So we'll see how that works out for them. And in what could possibly be a UFO in the process of crashing over California.
Saw that one.
Video of what is definitely an unidentified flying object was captured as it flamed across the Southern California sky. Now, while the sighting at first looks like it could be a meteor or a falling satellite or even a rocket, an orb suddenly blasts out of the main body of this streaking comet-like UFO, emerges through the tail, flies off-screen in the other direction. YouTube user Ken Roberts posted the UFO clip, captured it on yesterday, I think, asking anyone else see this. According to Roberts, he was on his way home from work when he saw the unfolding UFO spectacle. Says it could have been a plane crash, but there was no noise. And I never heard about a crash after that either. The orb flew straight up into the sky and disappeared. So he said, sorry, didn't film that. Didn't have focus of my attention.
Pretty sure I can explain that.
Okay, we're ready.
If you can imagine this meteor, which I believe it was,
okay.
is a merry-go-round.
Okay.
And what flew off is like one unlucky kid who couldn't hang on tight enough.
Okay.
So as this meteor is tumbling through the atmosphere, it's rotating, spinning violently, and then one piece just...
A piece of it
shoots
off.
And so from where he's standing, the perspective makes it look like it rockets in the opposite direction.
Okay.
But it may just be a different angle. And so if you saw it from space, maybe it would make more
sense.
Right.
If you were, yeah, if you were at your point of, I see that, your point of view. Well, interesting. Okay, we've got one explanation there, but that's not nearly as fun.
Oh, no.
You know, you got
to
think about that.
I want it to be a UFO.
Yeah, UFO.
I mean,
be.
Aliens.
Yeah, a whole lot more fun. There's, there's an alien who's wandering around in the desert who's very dizzy right
Maybe
now.
Maybe that's why they canceled the SpaceX launch.
Ooh, there's tinfoil hats.
Get your tinfoil hats out. All right, there you go. It's 10 minutes till. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Folks at Suddenlink, of course, are committed to bringing their customers the best value, and that goes for their business customers as well. You want the richest possible content. Most importantly, you want the highest, fastest internet speeds available. After the internet upgrades are complete, 50 meg will be the new Suddenlink minimum speed. The minimum speed will be at 50 meg. Suddenlink's minimum will soon be 16 times faster than that 3 meg DSL. And they're offering speeds that the phone company obviously cannot match. Download speeds up to 150 megs. This makes the business market here in Bryan College Station, one of the fastest around. So now you can have the internet speed that you need to make sure you can do the productive things that you want to do. And rest assured that your business will have the sufficient bandwidth so that you've got multiple users who are using multiple devices. Everybody will be able to get their work done. This is what it's all about right now, is the bandwidth-intensive multimedia business applications that everybody wants. And now with the kind of speeds that you're going to have from Suddenlink Business, you'll be able to get them. Get in touch with Chad Cowan at 595-2413. He'll be glad to provide you with a business solution that's perfect for your business and at the right price. If you want some more information right now, you can visit suddenlinkbusiness.com to get the full story.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, still waiting for that perfect Christmas gift that you didn't get. Marina Picasso may have the answer for you. Yeah, that Picasso. Marina Picasso has a perfect opportunity for you. The New York Post page 6 gossip column reports that Pablo Picasso's granddaughter, selling off 7 of his works, expected to go for over $290 million.
Whoa.
Harris is handling matters herself, plans to meet potential clients in Geneva. Wasn't exactly close with Grandpa, she wrote back in 2001. He's drove everyone who got near him to despair and engulfed them. Yeah, but she's going to get $290 million out of the deal, so she thinks he's okay right now.
Yeah, she's
huh?
going to like him a lot better now.
That's it. By the way, the right athletic shoe for you, the right athletic shoe for you, fashionista.com, has some things for you to think about. First of all, you need to replace your shoes often. A lot of people don't realize how often running shoes need to be replaced. It's a hassle, and there's some expense involved because they can cost $100. But if you don't, you'll pay the price health-wise. If the soles of the shoe are visibly worn or you can't feel the bounce in the cushioning, then it's time to get a new pair. Runners can gauge that distance. Experts recommend you retire shoes every 200 to 300 miles. Don't underestimate the size of your foot. Remember that your feet expand throughout the day, peaking at about 4 o'clock, and they blow up when you're exercising too, especially running. So running shoes need to have maybe an extra, maybe a full size bigger than your normal shoes to accommodate as far as the swelling and the stretching of your toes. Know how you are going to be exercising. Ideally, you need a different pair of shoes for every type of workout that you do. Main difference can be found in running shoes because they're designed for the forward-backward movement, but cross-training or sports-specific shoes usually designed for side-to-side movement. Also be careful when considering shoes that are marketed for cross-training. That's a different thing. And obviously CrossFit is a whole new universe.
Oh, yeah.
So that's cross-training and CrossFit are not the same, nor should you think that these shoes can be good for everything that you do. Understand your foot type. Everybody's arches are slightly different, but they generally fit into three major categories, that is flat, neutral, and high. Neutral arches don't need to be corrected, but flat feet roll inward and need motion control. The high arch do the opposite, rolling almost completely on the outside of the foot. High arches need flexible shoes that have soft midsoles. And finally, give them a try. Give them a try before you commit to buying anything in the store, you know, or buying anything online, certainly. Take some socks with you.
Yes.
And go try them out. Go do that.
Probably wear about 10 minutes or so. Walk around the store.
That's what I do.
If they're concerned about you wearing the shoes that long, go to a different shoe store.
Yeah. And, of course, that's also true for all kinds of shoes, for dress shoes as
well.
Absolutely. You know, walk on the kind of surfaces that you're going to walk on. Feel how they are on your feet.
If you get a hot spot in 2 minutes, you'll definitely get it at the wedding you're heading to.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and Velcro on wingtips does not look good.
No, by the way.
Pool maintenance, yeah. Service and repair. Call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Need to send someone money? If you have a Brenham National Bank debit card and know the person's email address or cell phone number, you can send it instantly with PeoplePay from Brenham National Bank. No need to sign up, just do it. Ask us about PeoplePay from Brenham National Bank. We really do make banking fun. Member FDIC.
At Brenham National Bank.
Think your child ever gets enough sports? Not. Registration for Upward Soccer has begun at Central Baptist Church and is open to boys and girls ages 4 through the 6th grade. The Upward Sports Program recognizes that every child is a winner. So register your child today for some great fun and start building their confidence and good character. Coach and referee volunteers are also needed. Come join the Upward team. Games begin soon. For more information and registration for Upward Soccer, visit centralbcs.org/sports or call 776-9977.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. So they canceled the whole space launch today, huh? I thought maybe they just delayed it, but they have canceled it.
Scrubbed until they can hit their next window.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll see. A baby in New York, one of the first viral stars of 2015. His name is Mikey Malacio. He's 2 months old, Staten Island. getting tons of attention thanks to a customized Jaws-inspired baby bed. His uncle built the bed from scratch, designing it after the shark in the Steven Spielberg 1975 movie. When baby Mikey lays in the bed, it looks like he's being devoured by a killer shark. Images of Mikey lying in the bed are causing controversy among parents who think it could traumatize him for life. He's 2 months old. My thought is he's not traumatized by the bed.
He doesn't know what the bed is.
No.
It's a place where you go to lay down and
poop your diapers. Yeah, that's it. If you like Scorpion, if you like that show on CBS, you'll be excited to find out the network's going to be running a brand new episode right after the AFC Championship game on the 18th, trying to capitalize on the presumably large viewing audience for that game. Another new episode will be on the following night. So apparently that's a winner for them. Pretty good ratings for Celebrity Apprentice. Oh, do we need more evidence that we're cartwheeling into the ocean? I mean, do we really? Celebrity Apprentice had 6.8 million people watching that. I know. It's hard to believe it's been 21 years ago today that somebody ran out at a practice session during the U.S. Figure Skating Championships and clubbed Nancy Kerrigan with the iron bar.
21 years?
Why me? Yeah. Later, of course, Shane Stant was later linked to skater Tonya Harding after it was revealed that her ex-husband Jeff Galluli and bodyguard Sean Eckhart hired Stant to hit Kerrigan on the knee and forcing her to withdraw. Matt Lauer replaced Bryant Gumbel on this date on the Today Show. Just saying. On this date in history. Also, Wheel of Fortune premiered. Wheel of Fortune premiered on this date. Been the longest running, I think, in syndication.
Really?
Yep. And let me see. And then did I have that? Yes. John Davis, Fairview, North Carolina, patented a brand new thermometer the shape of a brass monkey in 1987. The thermometer was designed so that when the temperature dropped to a certain level, that's right, two things fell off the brass monkey. WTAW, College Station, Brian.
Fox News.